Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Bert Show.
You guys, try to think of the last time you got a text or an email where you get that adrenaline rush and that panic immediately because you know you screwed something up. Because I just got it, and it might have been the worst parenting thing that I've ever done.
Seriously?
Uh-huh.
No exaggeration?
That's why I'm very distracted. I've been very distracted the last 15 minutes.
Kristen, when did you email me? 45 minutes ago? Then. I screwed something up.
What did you screw up?
I forgot to send something in. She just missed a homework assignment. It wasn't that big a deal.
Yeah. How about you?
I think it was... The last time I can remember, it was something for my sister that I promised her I was going to do. And she sent me a text. And as soon as it said Reese with the sad face, I was like, oh, damn.
Okay.
No,
yeah. Not the Reese. I'm not kidding you. Like, Lexapro makes me forget all the horrible things I've ever done. And it's glorious. Like, I'm sitting here racking my brain. And I know there are stories. Like, I know there are things that I have done that I have screwed up royally.
Uh-huh.
But in order to stop ruminating on them, I take anxiety meds. And so I can't help you out right now, Podge, because my life is good.
Well, I got a doozy this morning. I'll tell you that. Let me just give you the setup. And if you've been listening, you know how excited I am that my son, just by pure luck, might be in Rome at the Vatican when they choose a new pope. He goes to a private Catholic school. And each year, the seniors on this trip, organized by the school, go to Rome. Right. And it just happens to be a jubilee this year. And when they set this trip up, Pope Francis was still alive. So it was never even a thought that this epic historical moment might happen when my son, who is deeply connected to his religion, might be in the Vatican. It feels to me like for the last couple of weeks, it feels like the build up to the Super Bowl for me, like I'm so excited, not because I'm going to be at the Super Bowl, but because Mo's going to be at the Super Bowl and the Dallas Cowboys are playing, which I know he's wanted his whole life, right?
Got you.
So for me, him being there, and also there's as a side note, and maybe a little selfishly, this is something, he travels a lot with me. We travel a lot together. We experience a lot of really great things together. We've gone to like a Champions League match together where in the soccer world, that's a huge deal. I've got to see a whole bunch of things in my life. I got some years on them and a lot of travel miles underneath my belt. This is something he will be able to do that I will never do. He'll have an experience that is uniquely his when he is traveling, a once in a lifetimer that will be his that I will not be able to entirely share with him, which in a strange way, I'm really excited about. I want this for him so badly.
Makes sense.
So this is months and months and months ago, this whole thing has been organized and I've been leading up. He's leaving on the 15th. They just started the whole process of choosing a new pope yesterday. I think when everybody woke up this morning, they saw the black plume of smoke at the Vatican, meaning haven't figured it out yet. All those cardinals haven't figured it out. So I am paying close attention to this because I need these cardinals to just chill. I need him to chill until the 15th, till he gets out there. So I have been so engaged in this, and he has been also leading up to it. So here it is. What's today's date?
May 8th.
May 8th. And he's leaving in a week, and I get a text from him half an hour ago. Hey, Dad, did you ever buy my ticket to Rome?
Oh.
No.
Like my plane ticket? So all I know is, and I'm going through emails now, I paid a boatload of money for him to go on this trip. I just assumed that the plane ticket was included in it. And I can't find the emails right now that will tell me one way or another if we paid for it. Now, I'll be honest with you. I have a couple of women in my life that prop me up logistically. So one has been out of commission the last couple of weeks. And the other one that wouldn't have booked this ticket for me. So I'm not entirely sure what I paid for. I think I sent the money to my business assistant and she paid for the whole thing. But I'm not sure if the plane ticket was included in it. So I'm scrambling through all my emails and everything right now, trying to figure out if I bought that ticket or not.
Man, I hope you did.
Because I'm trying to think from the school aspect of it. Because, I mean, yes, they have all his information. But when it comes to a trip like that, I would think that the parents would be responsible for booking the flight.
That
makes sense.
What I started to think also.
And everything else, like as far as like where they're going to stay and for food and allotment and all that kind of stuff, whatever you pay, like, you know, the tour that they book at the Vatican, et cetera, and St. Peter's Basilica, I'm sure the school handles all of that. But it would make sense that the parents would secure the flight for their kids.
Now, I know for sure, this for fact, that I didn't go on Delta and book that ticket. Mm-hmm. But that would have been arranged by either Aaron or by Amy, the people that propped me up. So I don't know if they bought that as a side or not. So I will have to look. I'm in such a panic right now. Like, I'm like, it's a week away. Getting a plane ticket to the Vatican right now, to Rome right now, during a Jubilee year while this is going on, forget about it.
Damn.
I'm going to say, all right, I can get you to Iceland, and then you're going to have to drive to the Vatican or something. I don't know how I'm going to make this right if I made this screw up.
I was just about to say, just because you haven't booked it yet doesn't mean there's not like a back row economy seat that you can't find from. I mean, we're a major hub. Atlanta has so many flights to another major hub, Rome. There's got to be one seat.
I would normally say yes, and it would not be cheap at this point. Mm. I would normally say yes to that, but because it is a Jubilee year, the celebration is going on right now. And the fact that they are making this selection now, there's not going to be any flights.
Oh, there aren't going to be any flights.
Not directly to Rome. I might be able to get him into somewhere else, and my kid can get around. He's been traveling with me since he's four, so he can get himself around and get himself a car and drive to the Vatican, but I mean, part of this whole experience is going with all of his friends from his seniors from school, mm-hmm. flying there together.
Oh, no, you can fly him there.
For how much?
You're going to pay, but you can fly him there.
What'd you look up?
So there are like, you know, Comfort is sold out. There's still some mains that you can do.
On what day? On the 15th?
Yes, I actually pulled up the 15th. I don't know how long he's staying, but I pulled up the 15th. So
he may not be staying at all.
But yeah, you're looking at almost $3,000.
That's one way.
Well, no, I found one with two stops for $929.
$929?
He would fly for $929. Hartsfield to Boston, Boston to Frankfurt, Frankfurt to Leonardo da Vinci International Airport.
Yeah, damn. But then you got to pay like $300 for a heavy jacket because you know that price is for the cargo hold.
Right. So I can get you there. It's just going to be seven stops. You got to go from here to Fort Worth. From Fort Worth to Amsterdam, Amsterdam, Paris, Paris, Munich.
Munich, Tokyo, then Tokyo, back to the Vatican.
Grab a boat.
I'm only laughing because I'm panicked, man.
Well, you've got good calls coming in. You need to take them that are going to make you feel better because Hollis might be incorrect.
Good morning, Michelle.
Hey, I was just calling in because I've been on several trips when I was in high school, and every single trip included the ticket fare.
Okay, that would be great. That would be really neat.
Now, if you want to fly in first class, you're going to have to shell out $11,000. Dear God.
You owe that to him.
$11,000? That's some people's rent for a year.
That's $11,000.
That ain't going to happen. So enjoy your round the world ticket to get you to Vatican in coach. Hey, Cassie, good morning.
Good morning. Yes, don't worry, Bert. My son goes to a school where they take an international trip every year. The flight is always included because they want all the kids to fly together with the teachers and the chaperones.
Okay, that also makes sense. Okay.
That makes me feel a little bit better about things. Okay. How do I say this nicely about this school? It's a little wonky in some areas.
Uh-huh. They like to gouge you.
Not as organized.
All of the things you guys just said. So I'm still a little bit I'm concerned about it. I'm feeling better about it. Until I have closure on it, though, I will be panicked.
There's one shred of good news. God is on your side because this is a trip to the Vatican from a Catholic school. So there's no way God is going to let you fail.
But
you might be disappointed.
Yeah.
The Bird Show.